You last hour, I told you we were going to get a chance to talk with Mark Kloss, who put together Castle Noel up in Medina. And wow, what an amazing attraction that's turned out to be for Northeastern Ohio. So on the phone with me right now, Mark Kloss. Mark, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Hey, Gary, good news. Dana says you're back on the good list this year.
Oh, thank you. Well, it's only taken me 10 years, but you know. Mark, you're an amazing guy. That's all I can say. I talked with you several years ago when you were just getting this thing started, and man, it is grown into probably the number one tourist attraction in Northeastern Ohio, Christmas-wise, for sure, right?
Well, thanks. Yeah, Castle Noel has been an amazing journey. That's our ninth season, and we're building it all year, every year. So I work on this thing 7 days a week, year-round, and we just try to make it nicer and nicer, you know. It's so much fun to see the joy that it brings to people. You know, I thought it was a great idea when my wife and I started this thing. It was a cool, big visual thing that we wanted to make sure that there was an opportunity for people to see that big Merry Christmas the way they're supposed to. But I didn't realize how much it would mean to people. And now it's just been so awesome. Really, it has.
Well, we love our Christmas movies. And I don't know where you came up with the idea to say, you know, I'd really like to own some of that set. And you did.
Yeah, well, you know, it all started with a donut from the Grinch movie. My son saw a donut that was from the Christmas tree in the Grinch, and they were slicing it up. And they were putting it on little postcards and trying to raise money for a charity. So I found the lady that was doing it, and I said, well, what are you trying to accomplish? It sounded like a good thing. So I said, don't slice up the donuts. How many donuts do you have? She said, 5. So we bought the donuts from her, helped her charity, and then we got them. You know, when it came in, we opened the box, and it was a foam donut with rubber frosting, and we turned on the DVD, and the first scene was the Grinch cutting a hole in the floor, the tree drops through, the donuts are swinging back and forth, and I thought, that is the coolest thing. I bet you people would really enjoy this. So now we have the world's largest privately held collection of Christmas movie props and costumes. I mean, we have everything we have over 400 props and costumes from the Grinch alone.
Wow.
The sleigh from Santa Claus, the movie, the reindeer from the Santa Claus movies, the giant globe. I mean, there's literally hundreds of props. Christmas with the Cranks, Christmas carols, like all this great stuff. But that's not all it is, because, you know, I'm not the kind of guy that likes to just, like, you don't walk by just case. There's fun stuff. There's the Blizzard Vortex. There's Santa's Chimney Squeeze. There's millions of dollars worth of New York City animated Christmas window. See, in New York, this, like, it used to be the tradition in every major city.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's always said to me, oh, I really miss those amazing old Christmas windows that they used to have at Polsky's or here or there. So I set out to find more of this material, and there was not anything really left around here. So I knew where do they make the most amazing windows in the world? New York City. So long story short, we now have cooperation from all the major retailers in New York, Bloomingdale's, Saks, Lord & Taylor, Macy's, and we have these incredible animated window displays that you get to see, and it really is an amazing visual.
Oh, wow. Mark, where did you grow up? I mean, where did you grow up watching this?
Well, I grew up in Seven Hills, and I remember when I was a kid and I went to go see Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory, I thought it was the most amazing thing in the world. So I set out to build it in the basement of my house. And I spent 6 months working on my version of Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory so that my friends could go through it. So I've always had this thing where I like to make something really over the top and have people enjoy it. And when people go through and go, oh, my God, it's like Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory, or, oh, my God, I feel like I'm at Disney World, you know, that's really a high compliment to me. And I just love giving people the experience of all this stuff. My wife and I work at this, and it's a lot of tons of hours, but man, at this time of year, when you see the joy and the fun, and now there's little kids that were like babies when they started, you know, they're 9 years old now, and it's been a tradition for their entire life. And how cool is that to know that something you build is a tradition for thousands and thousands of people every year. It's amazing.
That's amazing. All right, so I'm going to take one other movie that's one of my favorites, and maybe it's not the biggest, but Jingle All the Way. What do you have from that movie?
Oh, are you kidding? I got Turbo Man's costume. I've got the giant booster costume. I mean, it is. We've got a lot of cool stuff. We even have, like, parade float costumes and stuff like that from that movie. But I love that movie.
In fact, love it, too.
One of the guys that works for me just brought me a Turbo Man doll that he found out somewhere just for just a fun new one. And, man, I still love that movie. I think that's the greatest thing.
It really is.
Arnold Schwarzenegger was great. Yeah.
It was, and it's just so much fun to be able to have a little bit of that nostalgia. I think that's what people like. It's like, I can actually touch that movie.
Well, the cool things about Christmas movie props is, you know, a lot of movies, they come, they go, they're exciting, and then they pass by. But Christmas movies become a part of our culture, mm-hmm. right? A part of celebrating Christmas is putting on the movies and celebrating that same movie every year. Like, you know, when you come out the door at Castle Noel and see Cousin Eddie's motorhome sitting there, and everybody knows the lines from the movie, right? Everybody knows the lines from the movie. And I hear people back and forth, and it's just, it's really awesome. So to get really close to the stuff you love in the movies is really, really neat. And that has been something that's been hard to quantify until you see the look on someone's face when they're standing in front of the sleigh from Santa Claus the Movie, which arguably is the best sleigh and Santa's North Pole ever made in a movie.
Wow.
I think the Santa Claus the Movie was.
Yeah,
the best one.
Great movie, and it's so iconic. All right, so what's the oldest movie that you have some props from?
Oh my goodness. The oldest movie.
Going back to 1939, like some of those, like you don't have anything from It's a Wonderful Life, do you?
See, now you're hurting a sore spot in my whole life.
Oh, well, that's
okay. There was only one prop that I ever sold at auction, and that was before we had the building, and we needed to get the building, and we didn't, and, you know, it was just warehouses full of stuff, and I was convinced to sell just one prop in auction, and I should have never done it, and that's why nothing in my collection will ever be for sale again. And that was the opening scene sleigh and reindeer from Miracle on 34th Street.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Ouch.
I know. Never happened again. I'll get it back. I know where it's at.
So. Right. You'll get it back. Well, that's what's so amazing to me about you is you have a true, genuine love for the history of Christmas and the movies, and you understand that connection we have here in America for them.
Well, you know, it all kind of started when not only was my family the biggest over the top, like my dad was the original Clark Griswold. We had a 16-foot tree. We had all this insane stuff. My dad was just over the top when it came to Christmas. And, you know, driving down the road with my dad in his old work van with that 16-foot tree stuck on top of it with the end. There was no difference. There was no difference between the station wagon and the tree and my dad with his van and the tree. In fact, when we would drag that tree into the parking lot, you know, everybody else was tying their nice little 8-foot trees down to the tops of their cars, and my dad, my brother, and I would drag that 16-foot tall monstrosity into the lot, and we'd push it up on top. And if people weren't looking from the visual, the sound my dad's feet made as he crushed the roof of his work van walking around up there pulling the tree up was, you know, and so you have this tradition, right?
Right.
And then people would come from everywhere to my house, family, friends, relatives, neighbors, people from work. You know, it wasn't a public thing, but people were so amazed by it. And as a little kid, I remember sitting there watching how everybody just marveled over the garland hanging from the ceiling and the lights and the tree. And I thought, man, that is really cool. So then the tipping point was I was at a mall, and Santa Claus kind of got pushed off to the right a little bit, and they had replaced Big Christmas with, you know, nature studies of the North Pole.
Ouch.
And I'm like, are you kidding me? I said, this can't happen. I've got to make sure that, you know, that big Merry Christmas is still out there. So we started, and we went crazy and just keep doing more and more and more.
That's just amazing to me. All right, so Castle Noel is on Court Street in Medina. What's it cost to get in? Is it open to general public, or do you have to get reservations?
You have to get reservations online at Castle Lamel. That's my dog. Sorry.
That's okay.
He's like, play with me, Dad. You go to CastleLamel.com. Tickets are $24.50. They're booking up. Like, we have lots of days that are already sold out.
Wow.
So you're going to want to. It's a two-hour-long guided tour, and it's just spectacular. Here's something that it gets to be less so every year because so many people now know what we are and expect to see this great stuff. But I love the face of the guy that walks through the door having been dragged there by his wife.
Right.
Who somebody told, you know, you got to see this place. And he's thinking, man, this is going to be a bad day, you know?
Right.
and then they go through and they come out and they're the ones that run up to me and go, man, I loved it. I had the best time here. And I'm like, oh, see, it wasn't, you know. And I go, you were worried, weren't you? He's like, oh, man, I was worried. I thought, you know, it's going to be boring or whatnot. And it's not. You know, you come around every corner and there's something new. You know, I have the Santa's chimney squeeze, and I thought, what would make it better? Oh, I don't know, 100,000 ornaments hanging over your head? That might make it better.
But here's the thing that I think... Every guy is going to love, though. Does everybody get a chance to go down Ralphie's slide?
Oh, yeah, you get to go down the slide just like Ralphie would go down, and it's awesome. People, we even have a wall of fame, people over 80 years old that have gone down our slide, and it started out with photos on the wall, and now it's so many thousands of people over 80 have gone down our slide that we have a digital wall that just rotates thousands of images of all these amazing people that have gone down the slide. Our oldest slide rider was 101 and a half years old.
Oh, my gosh.
That was so amazing. We get this panicked voice over the radio on a busy night during a Christmas season a few years ago. And the elf says, there's a 100-year-old lady wants to ride the slide. And so we all go in there, and the place is just quiet because, you know, this lady came with her family, and there was a pile of them. And I thought, and they're like, oh, Grandma's going to ride the slide. And I got to admit, Grandma did not look like she was going to ride the slide.
Okay.
So she was very fragile, I thought. And, but, you know, it came time, and I just, I better go make sure that this big, happy group of people isn't just shoving Granny down the slide to see what it's like. You know?
Right.
So I go in there and I run up on top of the mountain and they're all up there and everybody's watching. And I said, is this something you want to do? Are you sure you want to do this? She looked at me and she goes, listen, I'm 101 years old. I'll do whatever I want. And I said, you're right. So I shoved her down the slide. That's it.
That is so awesome. What a great story. And I know there's hundreds more. So again, it's Castle Noel, 260 South Court Street, Medina. The most important thing to know is the website so they can go make reservations.
CastleNoel.com.
Right? Awesome. CastleNoel.com. Mark Claus, so much fun talking to you.
Nice talking to you, Gary. Hey, keep on that good list. You know, if you do nice things every day, you'll stay there.
Awesome. Yeah. All right, Mark, have a great Merry Christmas season, and hopefully we'll see you up
Merry
there sometime
Christmas,
soon.
Everybody.